USA Radio News.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.
I want to thank you all for serving today. We thank God for the blessings of having you people be our heroes, and you really are our heroes.
President Trump in West Palm Beach, Florida, at Mar-a-Lago for the holiday, wishing members of our military a very happy Thanksgiving.
You're the ones who keep America safe and strong and free. You do a job like nobody else. It is really great respect that we all have. You are very much appreciated.
So what are you thankful for this Thanksgiving? I've been speaking with people enjoying the holiday at the Tavern Restaurant in Fayetteville, Georgia.
I'm thankful for my children.
Others thankful for police and the president.
I am thankful for our first responders. They're an integral part of our society.
I'm thankful for the way the country's going right now as far as Donald Trump and what he's done.
Donald Trump, he's making America great again.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hey, I'm Brant. So there's this guy named Jordan. He's a healthy guy. He's a dad of six, and he works as a guide in Alaska. And he goes to the doctor, true story, he goes to the doctor, and he's diagnosed with cancer, stage 4. And here's the thing. He had switched earlier from medical insurance to MediShare, where Christians share each other's medical bills. So the question for Jordan and his wife, Jenny, was, is this actually going to work?
Our medical bills exceeded $160,000. MediShare members shared all our bills.
And it was about more than just the money, too. This is a real community.
MediShare is a family, a group of people that stick with you through the hardest times of your life. I just don't know how I could have done it without MediShare.
It's so worth looking into. There's a reason this is growing so fast. So if you want to find out more, here is a number for you. 855-90-PSALM. That's 855-90-PSALM.
To say the least, it has been an extremely rough Thanksgiving holiday for folks in California who lost loved ones in the raging wildfires, other people displaced as their homes, cars, and possessions destroyed. USA Radio's Wendy King in California says it's finally raining a bit, but more bodies have been identified.
The rain has been coming down. The campfire is now no longer the biggest threat here. Two more bodies were found in Paradise, bringing the death toll to 83. Butte County Sheriff Corey Honey says the search will continue even on Thanksgiving.
The rain is of concern to us, and there is certainly the potential for mud flows. We are watching that closely, and what we will be telling our personnel is to be careful. And if we get to the point where that creates a hazard, we may have to pull personnel out of those areas and suspend the search in those areas. But I can assure you that we are going to continue to push forward because this is important work that we're doing. We want to get that done so that we can recover those remains and we can also move on to the road and getting people back into their homes.
This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
What to do with all those Thanksgiving leftovers, USA Radio's Tim Berg reports.
Marianne Gravel is with the USDA. I asked her if it's better to put away your leftovers hot or cold.
You can do it while it's still warm. It's going to cool down faster in the refrigerator. If you leave it on the counter to cool down, it's only going to cool to room temperature. It still needs to get down to 40 degrees. If you have a large quantity of food, big casserole, a pot of soup, a turkey, you want it to be in smaller, shallow containers or quantities so that it will cool down quickly. It's fine to put hot food in the refrigerator. Your refrigerator has a thermostat. If the temperature should warm up, it's going to cool it right back down. The other thing is people call us on our meat and poultry hotline every day who have left something out to cool and forgotten about it, and now it's not safe anymore. So putting it away promptly is the safest thing to do.
Is coffee good or bad for you? USA Radio's Chris Barnes with the answer.
This research into the research on coffee finds that drinking up to 4 cups of it a day may help you avoid an early death. These researchers in the UK didn't do new research, but they looked at more than 200 existing studies and found that coffee was more often than not linked to health benefits. And those include the reduced risk of heart disease, reduced risk of many cancers, and a reduced risk of dementia. The findings have been published in the British Medical Journal.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.